There he is.
G'day. What's going on, mate? I don't know.
What's your bougie ass setup? Look at that.
I'm getting like, yeah, I know, it's going crazy, huh? Yeah, we couldn't get an actual live show, so we brought the live show to the studio pretty much.
I love it. No one in the whole of Australia, possibly the world, was more devo about not performing live in 2020 than you.
Yeah, I know, dude. It was a bummer. But, you know, light at the end of the tunnel now. I'm hoping that, like, in the next couple of months, we'll be able to get, like, some tours announced and stuff. It's looking positive. So keeping the faith, you know?
Let's talk about this album, The Space Between. It brings so much to mind, that those three words. So talk to me about why you chose that to be the title.
Yeah, well, I mean, 4 years between albums, obviously. So, like, literally the space between albums. But then in that time, like, having relationships kind of come and go and friendships come and go, and, like, you know, just people in my life, when people pass away, there's been a lot of growth between the last album and here, and it fits. So I think it, like, kind of sums everything up well, and the track itself is cool. So yeah, it made sense to me.
I've loved Rabel for, like, years. I think he's phenomenal.
He's crazy.
He's incredible. Why did you decide to work with him? Because it's a huge deal to actually not just, like, do a writing session with someone, but then, like, love what you do and then say, yeah, this is going to be one of the small amount of tracks on an album.
So I kind of knew of him because he's worked with a friend of mine in LA a bunch. And then, you know, me and M-Phases produced the track, my longtime collaborator, and he knew Rabel as well. And we had the track done. The demo was there. We had a different songwriter singing the vocal, and we pitched it to Rabel. Mark Phases did over there, and Rabel loved it and then got on it and, like, killed it. And it's like, it's been a special track. I've had it for, like, nearly 3.5 years now. So I wanted to wait till the album came out to, like, put it out. And I'm so happy that it's out, and it seems to be getting a good reaction. So it's like, it's exciting.
I've got some fan questions. Okay. Taylor wants to know, what was the hardest part of the creative process for making The Space Between?
Like, there were a couple of different points. It definitely, like, writing about some personal shit in my life was pretty difficult, but then that, like, was also a good thing to do, and I think it made me better as a songwriter. But having the album pretty much done at the start of last year, and then having to wait until, you know, last Friday for it to actually come out, was probably it's not exactly creative process, but it's like, that was hard. I mean, torturous at times, because couldn't tour it. We could only sort of drip feed it. I didn't want to, like, put something out that we weren't able to go and play live. So just sitting on an album for a year would have been, that would be the hardest part.
Well, we're all behind you. Thank you for making time. We love you. Thanks. And be well and safe. And I can't wait to see you in real life.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'll see you soon. Thanks so much for having me.